The federal government is furious at General Motors for letting the Holden brand die. After operating for 164 years in Australia, Holden will be gone by the end of the year. Following today's announcement, all dealerships close their doors, 600 Australians lose their jobs, and we could see an end to the Holden supercars. On the line, the Federal Minister for Industry, Karen Andrews. Minister, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
It's not a good afternoon for many Australians.
No, it's a terrible afternoon. Many of us have grown up with Holden, and for them to just take their bat and ball and walk off is really disappointing.
How much money did they get out of the Australian taxpayers?
Billions of dollars. In fact, about $2 billion they've received in government support over the years, so this makes their current behaviour even more disappointing.
I'm sure they would say that this is business and they just can't survive.
Well, what they've said to me is that their business case just didn't stack up for them to stay in Australia. But what I will say is at my press conference this afternoon, I said I'd be talking to Ford. I've spoken to Ford. I've spoken to their CEO. And they've confirmed that they are as committed as ever to Australia. They're continuing to invest strongly here. They've got about 2,000 people here. So what that proves to me is that if companies are willing to invest, then alongside our government support, they can not just exist, but they can flourish in Australia. So there's a warning to Holden about what we think of their behaviour.
Did General Motors give false signals to the Australian government about its future?
They didn't give any signals, and that's what the issue is. Now, you know, it's all okay to have 2020 hindsight, but the reality is they advised the Prime Minister a matter of minutes before they made this public announcement, and that's not good enough.
Should they be repaying some of the billions of dollars we've given them?
Well, I'd be very happy to see them use some of that money to support their workers who've now lost their jobs and to make sure that the dealers, who are also going to be losing business, get what they need to continue.
What happens next? Do you call them in for a please explain, or is the horse bolted?
Look, I think the horse has actually bolted. They've said that they're going to look after workers, they're going to look after dealers. We'll hold them to account on that. But quite frankly, we'll turn to other people who have a commitment to Australia and make sure that that we're working alongside them as we have in the past.
Minister, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
Karen Andrews, the Minister for Industry, about $2 billion flushed down the gurgler.